Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Okay, let's rock them up.
No, wait a minute. Before we do, come on, I got to give a special thanks to Luther and Dauber. They said it couldn't be done without professional help, but because we built this game room with our own bare hands, it's going to serve as a lasting monument to our friendship.
You boys did a fabulous job. You know, I would have helped if I'd been asked.
We know that, Howard. Okay, here we go.
I'll break.
The moment we've been waiting a year for. Well, here's hoping that this is the first game in what I hope will be a lifetime of pool. Christine?
10 o'clock on the nose. How are you?
Rotten, stinking, lousy.
What's wrong?
I just found out the floor of my game room's all lopsided.
Sweetheart, I'm so sorry. Can you hang on just a second? That feels good right there. Just be real gentle with my blouse.
What the hell's going on? You got somebody in your apartment?
I'm at work. There's a technician miking me.
It's 11 o'clock there. My gosh, you must be working yourself to death.
I am working tonight
so that we can enjoy the weekend together. Now, tell me what happened to the game.
Oh, the two stooges screwed it up. It doesn't matter. Let's just talking to you making me feel better.
Oh, Hayden, that is so sweet.
I love hearing your voice, too. Could you hold on just a second? Thanks. Just give me a minute.
I don't have a minute.
Oh, Hayden, we're just about ready to shoot again. I really have to go.
No, wait. We've hardly had 30 seconds.
30 seconds!
I'm sorry. We'll have more time tomorrow night. I really have to go. I love you.
Oh, well, I love you, too.
That was short.
Yeah, well, the network news business hasn't quite adjusted to my schedule yet. Christine is too busy to talk.
Coach, after careful examination of the floor, it appears it may be completely cockeyed. If it makes you feel better, Luther and I will come in this weekend and pour you a new floor.
I don't care about the floor anymore. I don't care about the game room. This whole evening's a washout.
Hayden, you're in a bad mood, I can tell. Listen, let's just prop a book under the legs and we'll play some pool. That ought to cheer you up. I brought fudge.
I don't want to play any pool. I just want to be left alone.
Dad, if you're missing Christine, being alone is not going to help.
Well, playing lopsided pool's not going to do the trick.
If he wants to come back tomorrow night, it's a bowling night, but we can skip it if he wants to come.
I just wish everyone could treat me like a baby. I mean, just because Christine's not here doesn't mean it can't function. Perfectly capable of spending some time by myself. Hey, guys, come on in.
Want us here tonight.
Just because Christine's not here doesn't mean I want to be left alone. Ooh, let's have fun.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kelly.
Okay, guys, grab your cues. I'll grab some cold ones.
Hey, thanks for letting me use your ball where you want me to put it.
I just put it anywhere, Luther. Okay. Put it away later.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, thanks for coming. He's having a harder time than he thought being without Christine.
Yeah. Isn't life funny? You know, Christine's only been gone 6 weeks and already he's a wreck. I've gone 59 years without a woman, and except at night, it doesn't bother me at all.
Okay, let's shoot some pool. Ooh, that's Christine. You guys play with that. Hey,
Christine.
Oh, hi, honey.
Why is it good to hear your voice? Before we start talking, I'm going to make my way over to the couch, and I'm going to play with my feet, and I'm going to pretend like you're rubbing them.
You're going to hate me for this, but I'm just calling to say that I can't talk tonight.
What?
I'm still at work.
It's a madhouse here. Everybody's just waiting for me to get off the phone.
Well, come on, Christine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Aiden, I really am. I'll make it up to you this weekend, I promise.
Well, it's going to have to make up for one hell of a bad week, I'll tell you that.
I'll still call you tomorrow night, okay? Okay?
Aiden, I'm not going to hang up until
you say it's okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I love you.
I love you too.
Is that Christine?
I don't know. It was too fast to tell. Look, I really appreciate you guys coming over, but I appreciate it more if you just get the hell out of here.
Dad, what happened?
No, I was looking forward to having a nice conversation with Christine, except she's too busy. Listen, you guys let yourselves in. You can let yourselves out, okay? I want to be alone.
Now, come on, you guys. Hayden needs a little private time. He'll be okay with me.
No, I want to be by myself, Luth. In fact, I may take a couple of days off and just go up to Lake Bemidji and go fishing or something.
Jeez, hey, now, at a time like this, I'm not sure you should be around fish.
Hi! Is everybody having a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hayden, as much fun as these last three nights have been, I've really got to get home. I told Shirley I was going to a reading of Siddhartha.
Oh, sure, Howard. Go home to Mommy.
She is not my mommy. I just call her that because she likes it.
What a panty waste.
She is not!
Actually, Coach, I got to go, too.
What?
Judy and I are getting up early to drive to a crafts fair up in Pelican Falls. Hope that doesn't make me a panty waste.
No, that makes you a giant weenie. Man, I can't believe this.
I'm sorry, Coach. I could come by tomorrow.
No, Dara. Go to your girlfriend. Marry her. Have the tallest family in the world.
Dad, I know you're frustrated, and I know you miss Christine. But instead of playing pool, maybe we should just sit down and talk about it.
Well, for your information, Miss Cynthia Freud, I am fine with Christine. She can spend the rest of her life in New York for all I care, because my life is about this game room and playing a little pool with the best friend I have in the whole wide world.
Oh, God, Christine, I can't stand to be away from you. This is killing me.
That's a lovely sentiment, but I think you're giving it to the wrong guy.
Who the hell is this?
Seth Budline, Christine's producer. I take it I'm talking to Hayden?
Yeah, where's Christine?
She's out shooting an interview. She asked me to call and tell you she is really, really very sorry, but she won't be able to talk to you this evening.
Oh, you're joking. I mean, she's too busy to even come to the phone?
It's insane here. We are working around the clock.
Oh, geez, I hate this job.
Tell me about it. I had plans to go sailing this weekend. I just found out we're all working.
Oh, no, not this weekend. I was planning to see Christine.
Well, bring a book. She's going to be busy.
Look, I don't care how busy she is. You tell her to come to the phone and tell her to come now. I want to talk to her.
I can't.
Now, look, the best I can do is take a message.
Yeah?
Okay, well, take a message. You can tell her from me that you... forget. I'll tell her myself.
Dad, what happened?
I'm going to pack a bag. I'm going to New York.
Tonight?
Yeah, I've had it. One way or another, this long-distance relationship is over.
Make me take all my clothes off and force me to have sex with you?
No.
Then could you turn the vacuum cleaner back on?
I'm looking for Christine Armstrong.
She's in the bedroom.
Do I know you from somewhere?
Have you seen Superman?
Yeah.
A lot of people think I look like Margot Kidder. Hayden!
Oh, yeah, hey, surprise. Hey, if you're not too busy, can we talk?
What are you doing here? I've been trying to call you all morning.
Why? To tell me you had to work this weekend? I already found that out from your producer.
Could you give us a minute? Hayden, you're obviously upset. I'm sorry about the weekend. It just couldn't be helped.
Well, I think it could have been helped. I think it could have been helped 6 weeks ago when you took this job, Christine. I told you long-distance relationships didn't work, and damn it, I was right.
How can you say this isn't working? We just started this.
Because everything I said that was going to happen has happened. The phone calls got shorter. I mean, then they stopped altogether, and now we're missing weekends. I mean, this whole thing is falling apart.
Hayden, you're not giving this a fair chance. It's a new show. It's not going to be this way forever.
Well, it's not going to be this way forever for me, I'll tell you that.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means I've had it, Christine. I am done. I mean, I know this job is a big deal and everything, but so are we. Now, I want you back home now.
You want me what?
You heard me.
Why didn't you just hit me over the head with a club and drag me home?
Don't start that caveman stuff with me, Christine. You know what I mean. I don't need to hear that from my woman.
Your what?
Forgive me. My career woman.
Oh, look, I don't have time to talk about this right now. I'm supposed to be on the west side in 5 minutes.
Well, I can't believe you don't see what's happening, Christine. Or maybe you do and you just don't care.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You're the only one who cares about this relationship. That is really so unfair. I wait for 20 years to get an opportunity like this, and you, of all people, should know how much that means to me. The conceit that somehow you miss me more than I miss you, that it's just really sickening.
Why, what are you so mad about? I'm the one with a point here.
Do you think if the tables were turned and you were the one with a great job in a new city, I would be making you move back? You know I wouldn't.
So what is the point? That we're the same people, Christine? I know you want us to be, but I gotta tell you, we are not the same sex. And I got news for you. We are not equal.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I'm weaker. Oh. Well, I must be. I mean, maybe this thing is working for you. It is not working for me.
I am not saying this hasn't been hard, but I am saying it's too early to tell if it's working or not.
Well, yeah, what if this thing goes on forever, Christine? You said yourself the network thinks this is a quality show, and they're going to stand behind it no matter what the ratings are. I mean, what if this thing turns into that show 60 Minutes? I mean, that show's been running, what, 5 years? We'll never survive that.
But you have to give me longer than 6 weeks.
Yeah, but how long, Christine? How long? I mean, when are we going to finally decide that this thing is a failure? What if at the end of 6 weeks you still need more time? I mean, what are we going to grow so far apart that I don't give a damn anymore whether I miss a phone call or not?
I'm sorry. I really can't talk about this right now. I have to go. Will you be here when I get back?
When you coming back?
I really don't know. I'll call you, okay? Okay?
Yeah, I can hear that from me again, Christy. It's not okay.
Some men.
Now remember, we only need a couple inches down to this end.
Right.
So don't let me pour too much.
Right.
You take this shovel and you spread it around. Then I'll come in and help you smooth it out. And by the night, Coach has a brand new floor.
Right. And the best part is, no professionals. Okay. It's coming out all right. Okay, let her rip.
I'll start with a little so you can get used to it.
Roger, Dodger. Okay, let her rip. There we go. That's good.
Christine, are you here?
Pete?
Christine, where are you?
I'm on the set.
Well, where the hell am I?
You're behind the set.
Huh?
You're behind the set.
Oh. Do you have to do this every time you do a show?
No, you can come around the side.
Oh.
What are you doing here?
Well, I wanted to finish our conversation.
Okay.
Christine, see, I've been doing a lot of thinking today. You know, I've probably done more thinking in the past 8 hours than I've done my whole life.
That sounds about right.
And there are some things I said, and there are some things I didn't say, and I thought maybe I should say the things I didn't say, you know, before I went home. Christine, see, I love you. And, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of the job you do, and I'm very proud of how good you are at what you do. And if that means that you have to be in New York, then that means that you have to be in New York. And if I need a little woman at home, I could get one. I mean, you know, it'd be okay with you if I got a little woman at home? Yeah. I was just kidding. I'm very proud of your sense of humor, too. What I'm trying to say is, Christine, I trust you. And, you know, I'm not a guy that trusts a lot of people, but if you say it's going to be okay, then it's going to be okay. Okay?
Okay.
I was expecting a much bigger response here, you see. I thought I was saying some pretty good stuff here.
They canceled the show today.
What?
The network canceled the show.
What are you talking about?
Came in and said the show was over. Sent everybody home.
Oh, no, wait a minute. They said they were committed to quality.
Yeah, they were. But the show wasn't making any money. They're replacing us with a blooper show.
Oh, Christine. Jeez. I'm sorry.
Well, at least Luther will be happy. He loves those.
But this isn't right. I mean, you guys have been killing yourselves. It's not fair. What gives the network the right to decide what goes on the air and what doesn't?
Come on, admit it. There must be a little part of you that's happy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have a tough time lying anymore. I'm happy. But I was kind of hoping that there was a part of you that was happy, too.
Come on, let's get on a plane and go home.
No, I got a better idea. Why don't you and I just spend the weekend in New York alone? Just be together.
Doesn't spring practice start tomorrow? Don't you have to be there?
And Luther and Dauber can handle it. Being with you is more important anyway.
All right, go pack. Hayden's got to be home in the morning for spring practice.
And the best part is, no professionals.